Big news yesterday. I guess the first one was the CDC's ridiculous. You can go outside with, if you've been jabbed 5 times. And you have to still wear a mask, which half the population went, yay, we can go outside. And the other half of the population went, we've already been here. What are you doing? We've been out here for a year. You can come outside. It's okay. But once again, it shows the split between the two. Who believes the government, who doesn't. It's actually more like 60-40, unfortunately. 60% do believe what Fauci says, what Fauci believes, and 40%. And I think that number is actually growing every day as like Tennessee and Texas and Arizona and Florida and other states open up. And the cases keep dropping. And yet in places like Michigan and New York and places that are just all down to the COVID restrictions, it really just comes on where you, what you believe in. And the vax anti, you know, vax anti-vaxxers, quote unquote, I'm just going to use that just to separate the two. I'm just going to use it to separate the two. The line between the two, much like everything else, and I've talked about it before, is already there because it was established with face masks and now we're getting it with the jabs. It is a demilitarized zone political issue. It's not a health issue because once again, we know the vaccines and people will swear by it. Like Stephen Gonkowski, brilliant firearms reporter. Dumb as a rock with everything else. This man is dedicated his life to these vaccines. He volunteers to give people shots and all this other stuff. But he's like, vaccines are the reason why COVID. You have no proof. You have no proof why. You have no proof to show that the vaccines are a direct result, or the lower COVID rates are a direct result of vaccines. You have none. Oh, well, the rates are dropping. First of all, we're not testing everybody and their dog for it. Secondly, the weather's getting better. Third, it's already gone through the population probably twice over. But what about variant Professor X or the Venom variant? Don't give me the variant nonsense. The variant nonsense is a non-factor. An offshoot, a different strain is a good thing. Because it may be more contagious, but it's less deadly. Because viruses, once again, as any living organism, want to stay alive. And so as the more deadly strains die off, the ones that are less deadly, unless you, of course, you're an older person or you have some kind of comorbidity or you're a younger person, those things are obviously factored in too. It's not as big, but they want to, oh, this variant, that variant, the Chile variant, the Moon variant, the UK variant, the Hoth variant, Sector 7G's variant, like whatever variant they want to come up with to try and desperately get people jabbed. And once again, it's not the left. Yeah, the left is like, we got to do it. It's Conservative Inc. that is just pushing all of this. You need to get vaccinated. We need to get back to normalcy. You're never getting back to normalcy. First of all, if your argument for me taking a vax is getting back to some semblance of normalcy, you've already failed because I already know there's not going to be any more normalcy. What is your definition of normalcy and what are we getting back to? I don't want to go to NBA games anymore, so is that normalcy? What about outside? I've been going outside for 9 months. What about going to a bar? I went to a bar 2 nights ago. I'll probably go to another one tonight. In my little village, I said it the other day, Clay Walker, some of you guys know the country singers. I don't know this guy, but Clay Walker came to our little village. 1,800 people showed up and watched the concert. The Oak Ridge Boys, I know, whatever. The Oak Ridge Boys are showing up in 2 weeks. There's probably going to be 2,000 people at that one. What normalcy do I need, or what normalcy am I trying to attain with your vaccine? So don't come at me, brah. Don't come at me, brah, with the, but the reserve, we must get back to normal. You get back to normal when you elect somebody who's not insane. I know, I didn't know the Oak Ridge Boys were alive either. But I'll take a picture of it, and I'll throw it up in the chat room. Probably never, because I won't be in the chat room tomorrow or Friday. I don't know what the chat room deal is Friday. We'll figure it out. Yeah, the Oak Ridge Boys are coming, and so, but people are not hesitant here to go do things. Maybe they are in the cities here in Texas, but that's you. That's your belief system. You get involved with that. Don't come at me with it. And the idea of not having to get vaxxed reach critical mass, and I think we're seeing a lot more people saying you have to get masked, you have to get vaxxed, you have to get vaxxed, you have to get vaxxed. Almost like a chant. Have you been vaxxed? And just monk chanting of have you been vaxxed or not. And so we're continuing to see this. Why? Because they're desperate. They're desperate because, and I am not a fan of this dude, if you've listened to me for any length of time, you know I'm not a fan of Joe Rogan. But when Joe Rogan comes out, because what are they saying? Oh, well, we've opened up the vaccines to 16-year-olds. Oh, we're going to start vaccinating 12-year-olds, 5-year-olds. Everybody needs to be vaccinated. Everybody needs to be vaccinated. Not just the quote-unquote most vulnerable, but everybody. And then you got this DMT smoker coming out and saying this.
And people say, do you think it's safe to get vaccinated? I've said, yeah, I think for the most part it's safe to get vaccinated. I do. But if you're like 21 years old and you say to me, should I get vaccinated? I go, no.
Yeah.
Are you healthy? Are you a healthy person? Like, look, don't do anything stupid, but you should take care of yourself. You should, if you're a healthy person and you're exercising all the time and you're young and you're eating well, and like, I don't think you need to worry about this.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you.
But there's a lot of jobs that will tell you need to have this.
Well, that's what's starting to happen now.
People are worried about them doing it for their children. And we talked about this earlier. Yeah. There's that you might have to have your children vaccinated. And, you know, I can tell you as someone who's both my children got the virus, it was nothing. I mean, I hate to say that. If someone's children died from this, I'm very sorry that happened. I'm not in any way diminishing that, but I'm saying the personal experience that my children had with COVID was nothing. One of the kids had a headache. The other one didn't feel good for a couple days.
Yeah.
Like maybe, I mean, not feel good. Like no big deal. No coughing,
right.
no achy, no like in agony. There was none of that. It was very mild. It was akin to them getting a cold.
Yeah. And you can have this thing where it's like you were saying this virtue signaling and this kind of like theatrical display of I get the vaccine. What a good person I am. I care about everyone. But you're like, look, my daughter's a lot younger than your kids. But I'm like, yeah, I'm not injecting my daughter with something to fucking virtue signal.
Sorry. We'll get rid of it because now that they broke that out, I was worried with some of them had it. Some of them didn't. That's the thing with Spotify. I apologize for the language. We aren't going to listen to the rest of it because you got the point. But I mean, folks, these are not right wingers. These are not right wingers that are saying this. These are two lefty personalities, as you can tell by the fact that they have no respect for language. Yeah, where's the curse jaw? But think about that. Think about that. Even people on the left are going, I'm not ejecting my kid with this. Everybody didn't have a problem. Everybody didn't have a problem saying, listen, get the elderly vaccinated, even though people like on the Crusade channel were saying, no, 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 no. No, don't do it, because it's a jab. But on that point, actually, we should be glad that that they only dropped one F-bomb, because some of them, yeah, that dude swears like a sailor. So we're lucky we got through most of that clip. But Rogan's saying, my kids got it, they were fine. This guy's saying, I got a young daughter, I'm not giving her experimental juice. So that the what happens when Rogan, who I do not like, and he gets way too much praise by the right, even though he's a liberal socialist DMT marijuana sodomy supporting guy, says this, now the left is freaking out, because before it was just you, me, and Alex Jones makes three.
You wanted to overrun us and poison us and take our families and kill us? You will die, not us!
It's not just Jones. It's not just quote-unquote fringe people. I guess you can call me fringe. That's fine. The fringe people like myself who are saying, don't take it. Joe Rogan is mainstream. I know that's it. That is an absolute reflection of our mainstream, but Joe Rogan is mainstream. And when he says this, it's causing a panic attack, because more people are going to go, I'm in shape, I don't need to. I'm young and healthy, I don't need to. But what about Grandma's vaccinated, I don't need it. I don't need it. Now, where that goes from here as far as defining what is and what isn't, to be honest, the CDC already has defined what is healthy and what isn't. Those definitions are already in place. Nobody follows them. All that stuff is in place. Nobody follows it. When people are saying, well, they'll define what is healthy, and they already have that stuff. They already have the BMI masses and all that. That's how they know 90% like 90% of the country is overweight. That's where they get it from. But we're seeing more people push back. Vaccine appointments go unfilled. And for the COVID religious, the branch COVIDians, this is a sign that COVID's going to come back. We're going to have a ninth wave, because you science deniers don't want to take the vaccine. Even though the vaccine doesn't prevent the transmission of the virus, it lessens the symptoms. That's what it is. It's experimental. We don't know. You're a part of the clinical trial. We can say all that. You're a science denier. I'm a science denier. Do you realize that while you took an experimental vaccine, you're part of the clinical trial? You don't even know what you're putting in yourself.